This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we continue our walk through the Psalter, considering Psalms 128 through 132. Thus shall the man be blessed, they made long their furrows. With you there is forgiveness, like a weaned child, and arise, O Lord. Join me, Pastor Will Whedon, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
Open my lips,
and my mouth shall declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Has enlightened us in the true faith.
Let us
has enlightened us in the true faith.
A reading from Ephesians chapter 3. Assuming that you have heard of the stewardship of God's grace that was given to me for you, how the mystery was made known to me by revelation, as I have written briefly, when you read this, you can perceive my insight into the mystery of Christ, which was not made known to the sons of men in other generations, as it has now been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. This mystery is that the Gentiles are fellow heirs, members of the same body, and partakers of the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel. Of this gospel, I was made a minister according to the gift of God's grace, which was given me by the working of his power. To me, though I am the very least of all the saints, this grace was given, to preach to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to bring to light for everyone what is the plan of the mystery hidden for ages in God, who created all things, so that through the church the manifold wisdom of God might now be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly places. This was according to the eternal purpose that he has realized in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness with access, with confidence through our faith in him. So I ask you not to lose heart over what I am suffering for you, which is your glory. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
But now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
In our prayers, we remember the family and friends of Stephanie Brandt, sister of Dr. Nordling, as they mourn her passing. We also pray for Ethan, cousin of Nancy Raber, who is in the ICU. Blessed Lord, since you have caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning, grant that we may so hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Lord God, the maker of heaven and earth, the giver of life, we thank you for all the mercies you granted to our sister Stephanie during her earthly life, especially for calling her to faith in Jesus Christ. Comfort the survivors who mourn her death with the hope of the glorious resurrection and a happy reunion in heaven. Lead all of us to remember that we are mortal, so that we will ever prepare our hearts to fall asleep in faith, and finally receive the glory promised to all who trust in your beloved Son. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
O Father of mercies and God of all comfort, our only help in time of need, look with favor upon your servant Ethan, assure him of your mercy, Comfort him with the awareness of your goodness. Preserve him from the temptations of the evil one, and give him patience in this tribulation. If it pleases you, restore him to health, or give him grace to accept this affliction. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, you have safely brought us to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Let us bless the Lord. Lord Almighty, bless us and direct our days and our deeds in his peace.
Amen.
From time to time, Concordia Theological Seminary has the pleasure of announcing the placement of our deaconess students. These happen at various times throughout the year, and today is one of them. It is my great pleasure and honor to announce the placement of Catherine Helgeson as deaconess at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Freeport, Illinois, Northern Illinois District. Please stand for prayer. Merciful Lord, for the benefit of your people, you call faithful men and women to serve in a variety of offices in your church. Grant that your Holy Spirit may lead and guide Catherine as she is called to Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Freeport according to your gracious and good will. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.